All right, back at it here on a Monday. We cleaned up that audio. We were having a little bit of a challenge there. Matt DiPerno with us. He is the attorney that was able to get a judge to agree that, yes, those Dominion voting machines needed a forensic examination. Then he worked behind the scenes with General Michael Flynn and Lieutenant General Jack Bergman, retired, who's Michigan's first congressional representative, a member of Congress, who represents Antrim County. So they got together. They were able to get the team on site, seven people. About 8 or 9 hours they were at Antrim County there. So give me an idea here, Matt. Any indication of what they came across? I mean, I know they found the thumb drive in the drawer, but they got that and secured that. The main tabulator machine had no security seal on it. Another big red flag. Any indication at all what they may have found right now?
We don't know exactly yet, but it looked good to us. The people were happy that we're working with. They seemed excited. But I don't have any indication yet as to what they found. They haven't done any review yet. And so I'm waiting to hear some results and should hear something within maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Sure. 48 hours was kind of the guess. Now, I shared this with the folks here listening to the program today that you're going to be friendly, obviously, with the Trump investigations. But this is an independent case. You're not part of the Trump team. You're not part of the Trump lawsuit. You're not any of that. Because there was some confusion about that yesterday. This is an independent effort by a citizen of Antrim County, Michigan, who just wants to know that his vote counted, correct?
That's correct. I'm happy to cooperate with the Trump team, but I don't work for the Trump team. My client is not a secret agent of the Trump team. None of us are. This was an independent lawsuit that we filed in order to get to the bottom of what happened in some of these elections that concern my client.
You've looked at a lot of the different results. You saw what happened in Antrim County. Clearly, you're concerned, and you said, from what you had learned early on and different things that had happened, the fix was in. What did you mean by that?
Well, the fix was in because the tabulating machines and the program within the machines doesn't count votes, it appears. It doesn't count votes one for one. We have a system here where the Dominion software reports votes in three-digit fractions. That's not possible in an additive function. So we have to get to the bottom of why that is. Why is there not a one vote for one vote result? The manual, even in Dominion, states that elections will be determined based on points assigned to candidates, not votes. We're not talking about votes, and the manual itself doesn't deal with votes.
That's crazy. What do you mean points assigned to candidates? What do you mean three-digit fractions?
Well, that's what we want to understand. That's the answers we can't get to, and that's why the contracts are so oppressive in this case. And our legislatures, they involve the state of Michigan and the residents in this contract. They turned our voting system over to Dominion Software. And at the same time, with Dominion saying, we will collect your votes, we'll tabulate your votes, and we'll tell you the results, at the same time, you're not entitled to understand the formula that is used in calculating the election. So one thing I'm working on right now is a lawsuit against the state of Michigan to rescind that contract on constitutional grounds, because it is entirely unconstitutional in the way it was set up and what it does.
Yeah, what would happen with just what comes to mind? Sunshine laws, FOIA requests. I mean, let me get this straight. Dominion comes in and says, we'll take over the elections, but from this point forward, you're allowed to know nothing about how it works. We won't tell you who gets voted for, how it gets voted, nothing. You have to require yourself to remain completely in the dark.
Oh, they'll tell us who gets voted for, but they won't tell us how, and they won't tell us how many votes those people get. Really, what you're seeing, when those votes come into the machine, and they trickle out all throughout the day to news reporting sites, and they do trickle out. Don't kid yourself. These machines are connected to the internet, because the data we see is that throughout the day on election day, votes trickle out to the media sites. That's how they get their news. That's how they get election
results.
Now,
wait a second, Matt. They have been very clear, Dominion. These machines are never hooked to the internet. That's what they've tried to tell us in Detroit and Philadelphia and Atlanta. You say something different.
That's why when precincts have a problem with the machine during the day, they simply call the helpline. The helpline fixes the machine right then.
Remotely. remotely, right, which means they have to be connected to the internet because there's not a Dominion person standing at every precinct, is there?
No, but more importantly, we know from data, we see that the data trickles out of these machines throughout the day. News media don't get the results at 8 p.m. on election night. They have results throughout the day. So they're getting results throughout the day trickled out by these machines. We know that as a fact. They are connected to the internet.
How could they possibly be secure if they're connected? I mean, I guess that's part of what this forensic imaging evaluation and examination will ferret out, I hope. I mean, I would hope that this team that has been on site will be able to figure out when it was connected, where it connected, what kind of information was transferred. These are all the things that we should have answers for, correct?
That's true. We'll be able to see that, I believe. And not only that, when we went in on after Thanksgiving that day, which was so critical that Friday, we visited three townships. And in two of the townships, we saw that in their tabulation machine that the data port that is required to be locked was not locked on two machines, which means that anyone at any time on election day, when they go up to that machine, can feed their vote into the tabulator and at the same time put a thumb drive in the side of the machine and alter any content they want. Those ports should be secured and locked, and they weren't.
One security breach after another. Give me the last word, 20 seconds here, what you expect.
We expect to find that there's a problem with the voting algorithm. That's the intent, that's the theory, and that's what we think we will find. Because there's something not right, and we know there's something not right based on the way the election results were posted on November 3rd and then November 6th. They just don't make any sense. When you have elections that only have six people voting on them and you have 524 votes allocated into those elections, that doesn't make any sense. And 2 days later, there's no longer any votes there, and they've been shifted to other races.
Matt DiPerno. Hold that thought. I want to hold you through one more break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.